ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
And to another story this morning. Sydney has been shaken by a second stabbing attack this week, with a bishop at a church in the city's southwest targeted and furious locals venting their anger on police. The shocking incident took place at the Assyrian Orthodox Christ the Good Shepherd Church last night, with a 15-year-old now in custody and two people injured. Police were then besieged and pelted with projectiles, causing religious leaders to meet overnight and plead for calm. Di Lee is the Federal MP for Fowler. The church is in her electorate and she joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Patricia.
Let's talk about what is really a very serious scene unfolding. Yeah. What's the scene at the church this morning?
Look, obviously, everything is calm. It's mainly media crews here, television crews and media organisations here. This is quiet street. It's a residential street. People are still in their homes, I believe. Police are at the church, obviously doing their job investigating what happened last night. So, yeah, but it's a quiet street at the moment.
Yeah, this alleged attack was live streamed last night. Was that seen by many in the community?
Well, I think we all know what happens when it gets live streamed on social media. I have no doubt that it really spread like wildfire. I was cooking in the kitchen when I heard the news. So, you know, the video was sent to me. It was horrific. So some of the community, Assyrian Australian community leaders were just concerned and they were just shocked. I think we were all shocked, as you can appreciate. And it just, obviously, in light of what happened in Bondi with the lives of those six people lost, I think people are on the edge.
Tell us about this church. Who are the members? What's it known for?
Look, the Good Shepherd Church, I mean, I know is that it is one of the Assyrian Australian community churches here. We have quite a few because we do have a large population of Assyrian and Chaldean heritage, and they are very much, they love their churches and they love their bishops and their priests. So I know that, Bishop Marmari is a very kind and participated in his activities in terms of handing out food and presents to the community and over the years, it's a church. What they do, they preach in the church, obviously.
And some of that preaching has been controversial. It's been reported for that controversial tone it's taken. Have you heard from any worshippers or anyone on the ground that they believe that it was a reaction to some of that radical preaching?
No, look, I don't know. I mean, I don't follow what Bishop Marmari preaches to his congregation. I participate in terms of handing out food and Christmas gifts to the local community, and that's what I know him for. I don't follow, obviously, what his sermons is about, so I wouldn't have a clue what other people are talking about. Mm. and the reaction to it. And look, I think, as I've said this morning to other media, I think that it's one of the most multicultural and multi-faith electorates in the country. And therefore, from my perspective as an elected representative, I have to ensure that my community stays cohesive and that people are living side by side in harmony. And I think I would caution people to jump to any kind of interpretation and warning any kind of interpretation conclusion about what the motivation behind it. I think until the police have done their work, and I know that a few policemen have been injured as a result of last night's coming to protect.
And I was going to go to that in the last little minute we have. Police being attacked, I mean, that's really disturbing. Why?
Oh, it is. Look, it is. I don't know why, Patricia. I mean, I wasn't here. All I can explain is that obviously people are on edge, and after hearing what happened in Bondi, they probably thought, and because social media got sent around so quickly, people kind of, came to the church, because there are a lot of, the church is in quite centre in terms of where the Assyrian Australian population live. So, and that's probably what happened. And look, when you're emotional, when you react, are there any, you can't reason, there's no rational thinking around that. And I think that was concerning. And I think that the community should have, or the people who turned here, not the community, the people who turned up, should have respected that the police was there to do what they had to do to protect the church and the bishop, and trying to obviously ascertain what was happening. Attacking the police was uncalled, and we do not condone that. And I hope that whoever got, violent last night should be also pull up and be
dealt with by the law. Absolutely
dealt with. Yes.
Dai Li, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Patricia.
Dai Li is the federal MP for Fowler.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.